Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Friday, the 7th of November 2025. Today's topic is The Wind and His Word. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hind part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Our memory verse is taken from Mark chapter 4 verses 39. And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Today's reflection encapsulates the essence of navigating life's challenges with unwavering faith, as depicted in the encounter between Jesus and his disciples amidst a raging storm. As they embarked on their journey across the sea, a tempestuous storm arose, threatening their safety. Yet, amidst the chaos, Jesus remained steadfast, affirming their destined arrival on the other side. His words echoed with assurance and authority, undeterred by the storm's fury. As young Christians, our focus must remain steadfast on Christ, rather than succumbing to the daunting waves of adversity. Firmly rooted in faith, we can weather any storm. Let us immerse ourselves in His Word, allowing it to fortify our hearts and embolden our spirits. The wind confronting you is anything that comes to weaken your faith, indict or accuse you, nullify or make you doubt God's promises. But you must not allow the wind of life to take charge. Rather rely on the word, the willingness of God, the opportunity of being a child of God, and the riches of God's grace to draw from the well of His unfailing promises to triumph. Quote for the day, rely on the word. The challenge for today is, obedience to God's word is the pathway. Prayer, Father, calm every raging storm in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.